Attention, Agent 436. This is a direct order from the leader of the Evil Conspiracy Consortium hierarchy. The World Alliance on International Law and Superheroics has not yet delivered the prototype of the Enervator to Dr. Johnson for initial testing. It is imperative that you acquire this technology for us. We have identified the agent in charge of safeguarding the device and will send you all pertinent data to help you identify where she has hidden it. But be aware, others want this device too, including Lotfetka, the Invisible Cartel, and the Guglielmi Group. So, there may be other agents in the field. Be alert. Good luck.
Are you watching Australian Lawyers in Love again?
That's not the name of the show.
That ought to be the name of the show.
Well, it's not.
My title's better. So what's the deal with this show anyway?
Well, I find the law fascinating.
Lucky me.
Oh, that's right. You're a lawyer too.
How nice of you to notice. And now I see why you watch this show.
What? You mean him?
Yes, him. See, at my firm, we actually keep our shirts on.
Maybe I should talk to HR.
You don't want to do that. They'll make everyone work without a shirt on.
I can't picture Arch shirtless.
Never mind Arch. I think Olive would kill someone before going topless.
Ooh, you're right. I forgot she's pretending to work there.
She's not pretending, though. When she's there, she actually works. Best assistant I've ever had. And when she's not, she somehow gets stuff done anyway. I fully expect her to work while she's on vacation next week.
She is probably the most competent person I know. Sorry, dear.
It's okay. You're probably right. So is Mr. Big Teeth your hall pass?
My what?
Hall pass. You know, it's someone you reserve the right to get together with while you're in a relationship, if you ever got a chance. It's usually a celebrity you have no chance of ever meeting.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be this guy. He's prettier than I am.
I disagree, but he does love him some him, doesn't he?
Seems like. Can I take a pass on this hall pass thing until I think about it?
Sure, take your time. I'm in no hurry to be replaced.
So, what about you?
What about me?
Who's your hall pass?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do want to know.
All right. Well, if there was one celebrity that I would love to get together with, it would have to be...
Yes?
Amazing Woman.
That's cheating!
No, Mrs. Waring, that most certainly, definitely is not.
My Amazing Woman, starring Lena Garcia and AJ Cruz.
All of your paperwork for this week has been filed at the courthouse. If Archibald asks you, his reading glasses are in his desk drawer, although that's not where he left them. If Shakira asks, yes, my candy drawer is locked on purpose, and no, you don't have the key.
Got it.
If anyone asks, I've gone to visit my cousins in Mallorca.
Which means wherever you actually are, it isn't Mallorca.
Correct. Anna Catherine, have you hidden the Enervator?
Yes, I picked the perfect spot for it.
Once we extricate Dr. Johnson from her predicament, we'll need to deliver the prototype to her. I don't have to tell you that we don't want this thing to fall into the wrong hands, considering it can render most superheroes powerless. And there are plenty of wrong hands for it to fall into.
Who is coming after it?
It might be shorter to say who isn't. The Vetka has agents in the field. The Guglielmi Group tried for it last week. And I understand the ECCH is also interested.
You mean, ECH?
Crime they're good at. Acronyms, not so much. I have arranged for a relief agent while I'm on the trip.
A relief agent?
Yes. Someone for Trevor to talk to that won't compromise your identity, and someone to help you move the elevator if necessary. Since this is a highly unusual assignment, I requested a woman I personally trained at the Academy. She earned several awards during training.
Academy Awards?
Her name is Roxanne Angel, but she goes by Roxy. And before you even think of it, do not start singing that song by the Police.
What song? You mean
We'll be at Departures in just a little bit.
Roxanne!
Good.
I'm sure that Wales has private jets and speedboats and atomic helicopters.
Atomic helicopters.
So why are you flying commercial?
To sell the cover story, Trevor. You never know who is watching. I've installed the Wales application on your smart watch. If for some reason you really, truly need me, you may contact me through that. Anna Catherine already has it.
Which icon is it?
The magnifying glass with the eye in the loop.
It doesn't at all say, look at me, I am a spy app.
Sometimes it is easiest to hide in plain sight.
We're here. Let me get your bags.
Let me help you, honey.
Trevor.
Yes?
She can pick up the entire car with us in it. She's fine.
Yeah, sorry. Still getting used to that.
Give our love to your cousins in Mallorca.
Will do, Mrs. Waring. Do try to keep him out of trouble.
Will do.
I wonder where she is going.
Mallorca.
But she said...
It's a double fake. It's what spies do.
Well, Arch, you seem rather chipper this morning.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Well, it's because I have been having a wonderful conversation with your fill-in for Olive from the temporary agency. Trevor Waring, I'd like you to meet Roxanne Angel.
Please, call me Roxy.
Pleasure to, meet you, Miss Roxy. Arch, may I speak to you in your office?
But the view is so much better in here.
Arch...
Excuse us.
Did you see her?
Oh, yes. How long will Olive be gone?
Too long. I can't look at her all day.
I can.
I just need to focus on Anna Cat.
Trevor, it's natural to find someone attractive other than your wife. Of course, that is, Heather got to be Mrs. Arch Davis number 2.
Arch.
And Miss Arch Davis number 3.
Whatever is in my office is not natural.
Who makes a scientific device look like a Fabergé egg?
Dr. Johnson, I suppose. Anyway, no one will notice it on the mantle now.
I suppose you're right.
Oh, you're gonna love this. And this is my house that I live in with my wife. That's her. Hi, wife.
Wife?
Anna, this is Roxy, Anna, this is Roxy, Roxy, Anna, Roxy, Roxanne, Anna.
You said that part already. Hi, I'm Anna Cat Waring, and this is my friend Madison Goforth.
Pleasure to meet you.
That's what they say.
This is Roxy Angel. She came to get some papers I left at home. Papers. She's Olive's fill-in.
It definitely looks like she's filling in all the right spots.
Let me get those papers for you so you can leave.
You'll have to forgive him. He gets a little weird when he hasn't eaten in a while.
So that's what causes it.
You have a lovely home.
Thank you.
That egg on the mantle. Did you have that custom made?
I guess you could say that.
Here you go, Roxy. I'll see you tomorrow.
I look forward to it. Maybe we can talk some more baseball.
Sure. Yeah, bye.
Honey, are you okay? The last time I saw you this nervous, you were trying to ask me out for a date.
What? No, no, it wasn't. I mean, I was trying to ask you out. I mean, I'm fine. Never mind. I'm gonna get a beer.
Is he acting strange to you?
He's always strange to me, but yes, he's acting rather oddly even for him. And I bet I know why.
What's going on?
Trevor has a crush on Roxy.
No. Do you think so? I mean, I wouldn't blame him. She's a knockout.
Yeah, and she's taller than you.
Anybody in those heels would be taller than me.
And she's got a bigger smile.
I like my smile just the size it is. And hers is bigger than yours, too.
And that's saying something. But I know I'm right. When's the last time you talked with Trevor about baseball?
I haven't.
Exactly.
The next day, outside the Waring's home.
Mrs. Waring? Mr. Waring? I'll just let myself in.
Did you see that one? He has a key.
This is true, Lassos. But why does that matter?
That way we won't have to break in the place to get the enervator.
That's too bad. I'm very good at breaking things.
But when you are Laszlo Dvisnik, the world's greatest secret agent, you don't have to break things.
Okay. But why do we want to go in there in the first place?
Because that Wales agent we're tailing came over here. And this is the only place we haven't searched for the enervator yet. He's coming out. Follow my lead. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me how to get to Sycamore Street?
I don't think we have a Sycamore Street.
That will make it much more difficult to find them. Oh dear, I have accidentally knocked your keys into those bushes right there. Let me retrieve them for you.
I can go get the keys.
Nonsense, sir. Let me, a perfectly ordinary but lost citizen, retrieve them for you.
Okay, Jefe. I have made an impression of the key.
Good job, Juan. Here you are, sir. One set of keys.
Good luck getting to Sesame Street.
Sycamore.
Whatever. Good day.
It has been a good day, and it will be an even better night when I, Laszlo Dvisnik, world's greatest secret agent, take the enervator right from under whales' noses.
I don't think whales have noses. Just a blowhole.
Did you know that if there are runners on first and second, and the batter hits the ball into the air in the infield, the batter is automatically out?
Yes, it's called the infield fly rule.
Well, did you know that home plate is 60 feet and 6 inches from the pitching rubber?
Yeah, I know that too. Is there a reason you're talking about baseball?
No. No reason.
Hey, did you put highlights in your hair?
You noticed.
Yeah. Is there something I should know?
Yes, the head coach of a baseball team is called a manager.
I'll file that away for future use. I'm going to... Are you wearing heels?
You noticed.
You never wear heels.
I thought I'd change things up.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go for a walk. I need to think.
Outside the Waring house.
What's wrong, Trevor? Did someone get the egg?
No, I needed to talk to you about something.
And that would be?
Roxy, I think I have a thing for her.
A thing?
Yes, I find her very, very attractive and it's driving me nuts.
Very attractive? Roxy, Trevor, are you all right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not all right. Anna Cat has really been the only woman I've ever had a thing for since college. Well, her and Amazing Woman, but, you know.
Never mind. So is everything fine with the egg?
Yes. Why do you keep asking about the egg?
I wouldn't worry about Roxy. I know you love your wife, so finding someone else attractive doesn't matter. Now, please refrain from calling me unless it's an emergency. Goodbye.
It was an emergency to me. Good evening, Mr. Watkins.
You look a little down. Is everything all right?
No, not all right. I'm kind of infatuated with my replacement administrative assistant, and it's bugging me. I feel like I'm cheating on my wife.
Are you?
Well, no, but...
Listen, don't stop being human just because you get in a relationship or get married. You're going to find other people attractive. That's just life. And what do you find so intriguing about this woman anyway?
Well, she's got a nice build, sort of like Anna Katz, and she has nice long hair, like Anna Katz, and she's fairly tall, like Anna Katz.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Say what now?
Seems to me the things that you find attractive about this woman are the things you find attractive about your wife.
Hmm.
If you ask me, you're still very much in love with your wife.
Meanwhile, inside the Waring house...
And then he got up and went outside.
And that's my most reliable style of heels.
I think you're right, Madison. I think he does have a crush on her.
This is one time. I wish I was wrong, Kitty Cat.
So what do I do?
Honestly, I don't know that there is a lot you can do. Besides, you should be less worried about him and more worried about her.
Why her?
Anna Banana, honey. She's a spy. Secret agents are not exactly known for their chastity.
Amazing Grace. You're not going to read tonight?
I'm kind of tired, honey, and I have a lot on my mind. Good night.
Okay, I guess. Good night. Just remember, I love you.
Meanwhile, downstairs.
One, close the door. And where's the light switch?
Here.
Whoa!
If it isn't Laszlo Dviznik. And Juan, too.
Three, four.
What?
Now one.
Strike one. And you're out.
Poor one.
It'll be poor Laszlo in a minute.
How did you know to protect the enervator tonight?
Protect it? I'm here to steal it.
You're not a Wales agent?
No, she's not.
Amazing woman.
Take a nap, Laszlo. Hand over the enervator, whomever you are.
I am leaving. And you aren't feeling as good.
What do you mean? What's happening to me?
We needed to be sure the innovator works. And what better subject than Amazing Woman?
What's going on out here? Roxy? Amazing Woman? What have you done to her?
Gotten her out of my way. And if you'll excuse me, I'm out. As the umpire would say, ta-ta.
Anna, are you all right?
I'm feeling better now that the egg is out of here. I guess it really does work. And now it's in the hands of some evil harpy.
Not for long.
What do you mean?
Check your phone.
Huh?
Later, at an airport in England.
I don't understand. My passport is in order, Miss...
Gardner. Rosemary Gardner. There's just a slight issue in your record that needs resolving, so please just continue this way. Won't you go in, please? Have a seat, please. It seems that when you were asked at customs if you had anything to declare, you forgot to mention this.
The innovator!
A there is, of course, the whole issue of travelling under an assumed name. See, Roxy Angel is a friend of mine. And you're no Roxy Angel, are you, Ursula Dulcimel?
What?
That won't do. You see, Roxy is tougher than you thought. Your gas didn't kill her, and she's positively identified you as the one who took her place on the mission. Now, normally we would turn you over to the authorities on attempted murder charges, but there are some classified secrets we think you may have learned that we don't want to get out. So, I hope you packed your thermals. I understand Antarctica is quite cold this time of year.
Later, at Trevor's firm.
Mr. Waring?
Roxy? Wait, you're not Roxy.
No, I'm Diana Bird Ward. I'll be filling in for Olive for the rest of her vacation.
What happened to Roxy?
She won the lottery and moved to Bolivia.
Well, that's the second time that's happened here.
Let's go into your office, Mr. Waring, and you can get me up to speed on what you need done. Okay, listen. I actually am Roxy Angel.
What?
Well, I'm the person who was supposed to be Roxy Angel. The one that Olive trained.
Well, while you sound like the other one, you sure don't look like her, thank goodness.
I'll take that as a compliment. At any rate, from now on, if Olive isn't around, I'll be. Wales doesn't want your wife's other life trending on social media. So, is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, tell headquarters to come up with a better cover story than winning the lottery and moving to Bolivia. What's with the window?
I just wanted some night air.
By the way, is that how you got down at the front door?
Yes, I heard what was going on and didn't think that Anna Cat was the right person for the situation. So I flew out the window to the front door.
Good idea.
So, tell me, did you really find that fake Roxy Angel attractive?
To be honest with you, I did. But before you throw me out of that window, just let me tell you what Mr. Watkins said.
Mr. Watkins?
Yeah, he asked me to describe what I liked about her, and it was mostly what I liked about you.
Good answer.
But the thing I realized on my own is that what attracts you to someone is not nearly as important as what keeps you with someone.
So there are no hall passes in your future?
I'll stick with the hall monitor I know and love.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go freshen up. Excuse me, citizen. It is I, Amazing Woman. I understand you're an attorney.
Yes.
I have need of your services.
Oh, you do, do you?
I do. But first...
Yeah?
You'll need to be debriefed.
You've been listening to Season 1, Episode 4 of My Amazing Woman, titled My Amazing Hall Pass, starring AJ Cruz as Trevor and Lena Garcia as Anna Cat, guest starring Michelle Sobeski as Ursula Dulcimel and Diana Bird Ward, featuring Sophie Flack as Madison, Nicole Pihirl as Olive, Frank Guglielmelli as Lenny, and David Robbins as Arch, with Nancy O'Fallon as the messenger of Ech, Darren and Enigma as Laszlo Dvisnik, Akira Valls as Juan, and James C. Taylor as your narrator. This episode was produced and written by James, with script continuity by Ken Halloran and story editing by Nicole. It was voice directed by Mark Allen Bauer and dialogue edited by Nicole, with sound mastering and original music by James. Sound effects are from freesound.org. This is a production of Hey Daddy O Audio in affiliation with Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2022 by James C. Taylor. All rights reserved. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, events, and incidents are the products of the author's peculiar imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events, is purely coincidental.